An extreme close-up of green leaves fills the screen. It is revealed to be a screen capture inside a photo editing program. A marquee selection outlines several leaves, its animated dotted line moving like a trail of ants. On a Mac desktop, application icons appear. The user tabs through. QuickTime is selected. A drop-down menu opens, then closes. The screen recording overlay appears with a marquee border surrounding the entire screen. The cursor clicks the stop button, ending the recording. Now outdoors, gem green water filmed via a handheld camera. A sunlit fish darts away and exits. Nearby, small turtles swim slowly. Beneath the rippling surface, schools of fish move in tight formation. In the foreground, grasses at the water's edge sway in the breeze, showing that the camera is positioned on the shore. The camera shifts unsteadily as it's moved by hand, then focuses on a larger turtle with a smaller turtle perched on its back. They rest on a submerged step near the shoreline. Deep cabbage red and kale green colored leaves fan out like ribbons from plants growing at the water's edge. Winged insects circle above. The smaller turtle's head snaps side to side in quick, springy motions. Another turtle enters the frame from deeper water, and the smaller turtle turns sharply to watch it approach. The approaching turtle pivots and swims back towards the open, green-tinted water. The sunny day creates bright reflections on the water's surface, with clouds and surrounding trees mirrored clearly in the water below.
Do you see that little one? Do you see that little one?
A large fish, the length of the resting turtle, swims just below the surface. Sunlight glints off its back as it passes out of frame. A small turtle surfaces and swims towards the lounging turtles on the submerged step. As it approaches, its body is obscured by a bright glare in the water, disappearing into the sunlit reflection. The large fish reappears, swimming back into view. Cut to a large view of a town seen from a green hillside. A full panoramic view of a square hilltop lookout. As the camera turns, the videographer's thumb briefly covers part of the frame. A waist-height brick ledge marks the perimeter, with people standing along the edge. The lookout plaza surrounds a painted building with tall, triangular columns and grated windows. Below, a rural town stretches into soft hills, with a small downtown of low-rise buildings in the distance. From the top of a moving bus, now in the city.
A la derecha está el Palacio Nacional.
Cut to black. In front of a large, flat-leaved plant, another tree stretches upwards. Behind them, tall bamboo stalks frame a grassy area. Cut to black. Through a car window, a row of parked cars line a street beside a stone wall covered in ivy. Sunlight reflects sharply off the car's exterior. The car turns a corner, still following the stone wall. The parked cars are gone. The continuous wall is interrupted at intervals by gated openings, revealing glimpses of yards or courtyards. As the car continues, the wall changes. Some sections are painted with textured stone, other with red brick, and some plain white walls are covered in graffiti. The car slows as it climbs a small hill, then turns left onto a new street. Here, the gates and buildings press directly against the sidewalk. The facades form an uninterrupted row with no visible breaks between properties. Each is differentiated only by the color or material of its gate or exterior, stone, metal, or painted surface. As the car speeds up, the building facades blur past the window. Various trees line the sidewalk, some with well-trimmed square crowns, others with crooked trunks, all casting shade onto the street. The car slows down to turn right, passing a few cars stopped at the intersection.
Quizá será un lunes, a lo mejor martes, jueves, domingo, miércoles. Y no recuerdo de dónde vamos ahora, pero probablemente a la casa de mi tía.
The rows of properties disappear into a landscape of diverse green shrubberies, bordered by a row of metal fencing. The car turns left, following the bend of the road. Rows of short green bushes border the opposing lane, planted on a raised curb with the edges painted mustard yellow. Lush hedges border the sidewalk, backed by tall, overgrown trees that cast dense shadows. The row of trees give way to bright, cloudy sky. A row of concrete walls replaces the green hedge. On them are various advertisements for different products. Caught between the walls and the neighboring property is a glimpse of a lush green field. The car slows down in front of a gas station as it comes to an intersection. The car passes through the intersection into an area with uninterrupted rows of properties, including storefronts and garages with varying facades that echo the previous areas the car passed by.
Un día aprendí que Cuernavac es el antiguo nombre de Cuernavaca en Nahuatl.
The car slows down as it goes over a speed bump, marked by yellow painted stripes on the road. It speeds up as it climbs a small hill where the road is marked by a few potholes and cracks in the pavement. The car slows down to go over a second speed bump in front of a storefront where parked cars sit next to a neon orange road barrier. In front of the neighboring properties are more parked cars.
El escudo de la ciudad es un árbol con como que aire que sale de su boca.
The car comes to a stop in front of a white building with blue tinted glass windows. It remains at a stop for a while. Through the window, manicured trees with rectangular crowns decorate the facade of a stuccoed building, casting a cool shade on the sun-baked road. The leaves of the trees sway gently, shimmering as they reflect the bright sunlight. The car starts to move, passing an intersection where cars are stopped waiting at a light. Right after the intersection is an area filled with lush greenery. Tall trees tower over wild, overgrown shrubberies that peek over chain metal fencing. The tree canopy opens to a glaring sun ray that casts a bright glow on the sky and the pavement. The greenery ends at a plain, brick-red building, marking the start of another row of properties. The car slows down as it goes over a series of consecutive speed bumps. Cars in the opposing lane also slow down due to the speed bumps. The car speeds up again. The clip ends abruptly. Now filmed from the top of a tour bus, protests unfold on the street.
Así fue la prolongación de la calle de Plateros, hoy Madero, a partir de la estatua de Carlos IV.
Flags wave in the air as people fill the road below.
Lerdo de Tejada, quien la dotó con camellones a derecha e izquierda, de bancas y de árboles, y quien en una glorieta hizo colocar el monumento a Colón. Durante el gobierno de Porfirio Díaz, se puso en otra glorieta la estatua de Cuauhtémoc. Se abrió el café.
The screen turns black and remains blank, while Spanish captions in a white serif font appear at the bottom.
¿Cómo? ¿Cómo no sabía?
Now inside, a table and chairs are in deep shadow, next to a sweet pink-flowered plant, before a round, glassless window overlooking a street. Peeking past the window's metal grills, decorated with vertical bars and curving filigree that form a pair of hearts, a small stall with a faded, bitter orange tarp roof stands in front of a stone brick wall. Passers-by walk leisurely on the street, chatting joyfully with their groups. A black car slowly makes its way down the road, interrupting the flow of pedestrians who quickly follow behind, coming from either direction. Outside, from the ground, gazing up at towering trees with branches that outstretch into the sky and sunlight filtering through the leafy canopy. Back atop the tour bus, stopped beside an intersection in the city, cars and buses pass by while a traffic patrol officer calmly monitors the area. A row of graffiti-covered concrete walls borders the edge of the sidewalk. Beyond the walls in the distance, multi-story buildings rise over wild, overgrown bushes and trees. The bus starts moving. The city street is full of people walking and biking on and around the sidewalk. The clip ends abruptly, cutting to a black screen. The bus moves through the buildings and trees. The bus stops in front of a pale blue building with the metal lettering spelling hospital. A tall bronze statue stands in front, one hand on its opposing wrist as if taking its own pulse.
Ingenuo y pícaro, que asumía todas las desgracias que el destino le deparaba para salir siempre victorioso al final.
The bus moves on, passing a mix of modern and historical buildings that feature ornate facades. The neighborhood features storefront shops as well as residential buildings, with trees lining the sidewalk.
Jalisco adoptó su actual nombre en 1929, a raíz del asesinato de Álvaro Obregón, expresidente de la República Mexicana, quien habitaba en el número 185. El trazo de la calle, de 45 metros de ancho, permitió la colocación de amplias aceras laterales y un gran paseo arbolado, dotado de bancas y alumbrado muy al estilo parisino. En 1976, se colocaron a lo largo de la avenida 12 fuentes de cantera adornadas con reproducciones de esculturas en bronce, las cuales conforman el corredor de las esculturas de artistas del siglo XIX de la Academia de San Carlos.
The screen goes black. Through the window of a fast-moving car, wild greenery on the side of the highway blurs past. Cars in the opposing lane appear for only a split second. A caption describes the sound as air clipping against the microphone. The screen cuts to black. Inside a photo editing program, free-form cropped images of stone walls are layered on top of each other, with a prominent green leaf plant in the bottom right corner. The stone walls have varying densities and ratios of rocks within them, some dark volcanic ash gray, another soft granite. The screen zooms in and out as a white circular cursor appears and begins to erase parts of the images, blending the harsh lines seamlessly into each other. The artist reflects in white captions silently written on screen.
Google Maps tells me that the Tepozteco is a small pyramid at the top of that hike I never finished. El Internet tells me that El Tepozteco was named after Tepoztecatl, god of pulque and fertility.
The screen zooms in further. The circular cursor sweeps over the image using a photo editing tool that copies nearby stone textures to blend and brighten the area, particularly along the pale mortar between the stones. As the cursor moves across a gap, part of the overlapping image disappears, briefly revealing the white and gray checkerboard background used in editing programs to show transparency. The background is quickly covered by another pass of the cursor. The cursor continues its detailed edits as captions appear on the screen. They read,
Pues, ahí me distraigo por un rato.
The screen zooms out, displaying a bigger picture that reveals a partial image of an arched window framed by red bricks surrounded by a stone wall. Parts of the background transparent canvas is exposed.
En las fotos de otros, veo ese estilo de pared en la ciudad rodeando la pirámide.
Captions continue combining English and Spanish in the same lines of text.
Veo gente sentándose, dangling their legs off the pyramid. Veo rocas volcánicas. I see carved stones, a beautiful sunset on the hills, groups of people taking photos, restaurants.
Zooming in gets up close to a section where two stone wall images border each other. Captions on screen continue.
A group of hikers approaching some animals, marsupials, veo posters, informativos de la Secretaría de Cultura, didactics written in Spanish and English.
The program's layer panel opens on the right, a mouse cursor selects a different layer in the list, and the panel closes. The cursor blends the borders seamlessly. Various areas of the stone wall zoom in and out as the cursor continues blending sections of the image. To allow for a more seamless stitching of the dark stone of one image with the light stone of another, the cursor uses a blurry, fuzzy technique with organic strokes so that the seams appear like natural striations and dimensions of stone. The edits continue. The edits continue. The screen zooms in even further, scrolling up and down while the cursor moves around to touch up certain areas. The edits continue. Captions on screen continue.
These rocks have been here for hundreds, if not thousands, of years, absorbing and recording history.
The edits continue. The screen zooms in so close that the images are blurred, the resolution not sufficient at the zoom. It shifts back so that the sharp line still apparent between the layered photos is visible, and the edits continue. The top of the flat-leaf plant peeks up from the bottom of the screen. Now focused on the green leaf plant, attention is given to edges between the leaves where the photos overlap. They are filled and blurred together. The screen zooms in again, allowing for micro edits where the overlap of the images are less apparent at regular magnification. A different brush tool is swapped in with a softer edge to create a feathery blur for the sharper edges. The image zooms out fully, revealing the entire composition. In areas where the overlapping photos of differently sized and colored stones has been edited, the surface begins to resemble a continuous rock face. Elsewhere, unfinished sections expose the gray and white checkerboard background of the editing program. The screen slowly fades to black. Credits: Mariana Munoz Gomez, 2021 to 2022. Audio editing and mixing, J. Riley Hill. The screen goes black and the video ends.